Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here. I'm down in the basement with Gina and Wendell, and it is our anniversary weekend. Our anniversary is on Monday. It is now Friday, so we're spending the entire weekend together. Tomorrow we have a there's a cookout type thing going on at our friend's house, and we're gonna go to that Sunday. I'm not sure what we're doing yet. I know at some point in the day Texas Roadhouse is in order, but other than that, not really sure what's gonna go on Sunday. Monday, which is our actual anniversary of August 3rd, we are going to a concert. We are going to the Summer Slaughter Festival. It's gonna be hours and hours of death metal, which is gonna be a lot of fun. So that's what's going on. Yeah, we went to Micro Center yesterday. I wanted some sort of table microphone so that when I'm recording or doing my show on XTFM, I don't have to have these earphones on, 'cause they're pretty comfortable, but unless I have my earphones plugged in, I can't really hear anything. And also when I broadcast from my software here, SPL, there's a delay between my talking and the output, so there's like a 1 second delay. So it's like I talk and then I hear myself a second later, and it gets disorienting. So I have to mute the software in order to do my voiceovers, and so having the earphones plugged in doesn't really help because, well, it's muted. So yeah, I wanted to find something where I can have my normal hearing and still do my voiceovers or voice breaks or whatever the hell you call them. So I went to Micro Center. I bought this little microphone. It was only like $7.99, and guess you get what you pay for. It's garbage. I'm not actually using it right now. I'm back to the headset mic, 'cause that thing was just sucked. It's like you can clip it to your lapel or your shirt or something, and if you do that, you get a really severe ground hum. And if it's not real close to your mouth, you can't hear shit out of it. So yeah, it's just not gonna work. So I'm gonna take it to the plant and see if anybody wants it. If not, I'll either eat. It's $8. Or maybe I'll try to take it back. I'm not sure. I mean, I did buy a well, sure. I got Gina a 4 terabyte hard drive, 4 terabyte external hard drive for our anniversary. And so so just put $8 on top of however much that was. Not really a big deal. But hey, if anybody out there wants a cheap ass mic that doesn't work real well, you're welcome to it. That's about all I got, really. Wow. We're probably
Even
just.
for Skype, I
It would still sound like shit on Skype. I wouldn't do that to you guys. Well, anywho, we're just hanging out, and Wendell's asleep. She's snoring. Yeah, she's 13 and a half years old, and I think that her age finally caught up to her. It's sad, but she's a dog. She's still got a great appetite, so I'm trying not to worry too much. Yeah, I know. But I gotta be the pillar of stone to support everybody, which I'm happy to do. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. I'm happy to be that one person that's able to help you. Okay, that sounds like an asshole thing to say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. But well,
Or unless you just get sad when I'm not around.
I try to hold off my sadness until you're not around.
Aww.
I don't get sad all that much anymore, though. Well,
Stupid.
Well, yeah, but you don't get sad all that often.
No, but when I do.
When you do, it's, Gina, well, I'm not going to go into detail, but let's just say that Gina had a knockdown last week, and it was bad enough for me to be like, hey, after work, I'm going to come pick you up, and then I'm going to take Sunday off, and instead of being by yourself, you and I can watch some happy TV and try to find some stuff to laugh at. And I love Gina, so, it was still fun, but I do get sad. Just not as much anymore. I don't really have a whole lot to be sad about anymore. I mean, I get worried and concerned about, like, my mother's health, and, sometimes I worry about the boys, especially, like, they live in Connecticut, and sometimes when they get blasted with snow, I kind of worry. Then I talk to my brother, and I'm reminded of how much money Connecticut pumps into their snow services, and then I'm like, oh, okay. Or if I hear the boys are sick, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'm praying hard to get them through it with a speedy recovery. So, I'm only human, but I know what it's like to be sad, so I try to help out when I know somebody else is sad. Well, I am, sometimes.
And see, I'm the opposite. Like, I have not had a lot of things happen in my life to make me sad, which means now that I'm older, it's going to be bam, 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 sad thing, awful thing. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I'm holding the mic in front of you.
Oh.
You want to say something?
Yeah. So, my sad thing was quite sad, and... I'll talk about that maybe on my own boo.
So yeah, I just think that today we're just gonna relax and just hang out in the basement, and then I guess tonight around 8 or 8:30 we're going over to the American Legion for karaoke, and that should be fun.
Big Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, they got gigantic Long Island iced teas there, so. Uh-huh. They're big. I mean, they put them in tall glasses. And when I mean a tall glass, I don't mean a pint glass. I mean, they're more than a pint. And they're delicious. But, hell, we don't have far to go, so it's all right. Okay, well, I hope everybody's doing well. And pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.